It began, well, it began as you might expect.
In a hole in the ground, there lived
a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole full of worms and oozy smells. This was a hobbit hole. And that means good food, a warm hearth, and all the comforts of home.
Frodo, a clean-shaven, curly-haired young hobbit, smiles to himself as he eats an apple. Stepping out of Bilbo's well-appointed hobbit hole, he looks out over the rolling hills and dales before checking the mailbox. Taking a handful of letters, he climbs a flight of steps and goes back into the subterranean hillside dwelling through a round doorway, around which vegetation spills in abundance. Bilbo stops writing as Frodo brings the letters in.
Thank you.
The portrait.
What's this?
That is private. Keep your sticky paws off. It's not ready yet.
Not ready for what?
Reading.
Frodo takes an old helmet out of the trunk.
What on earth are these?
Replies to the party invitations.
Good gracious. Is it today?
They all say they're coming, except for the Sackville Bagginses, who are demanding you ask them in person.
Are they indeed? Over my dead body.
They probably find that quite agreeable. They seem to think you have tunnels overflowing with gold.
It was one small chest, hardly overflowing. And it still smells of troll.
What on earth are you doing?
He's hiding his valuables.
Taking precautions. You know, I caught her making off with a silverware once.
Who?
Lobelia, Sackville Baggins. She had all my spoons stuffed in her pocket. Dreadful woman. Make sure you keep an eye on her after I'm...
When you're... what?
Bilbo stands with his back to Frodo, a sadness in his eyes.
It's nothing. Nothing.
He goes to an adjacent room and writes, hunched over a desk. Frodo follows him in.
You know, some people are beginning to wonder about you, Uncle.
Yeah?
They think you're becoming odd.
Odd? Oh.
Unsociable.
Unsociable? Me? Nonsense. Be a good lad and put that on the gate.
A handwritten sign. Outside, Frodo does as he's told. The sign reads, "No admittance except on party business." Bilbo comes out and stretches.
You think he'll come?
Who?
Gandalf.
Oh, he wouldn't miss a chance to lit off his whiz-poppers. He'll give us quite a show, you'll see.
Right then, I'm off.
Off to where?
East Farthing Woods. I'm going to surprise him.
Well, go on then. You don't want to be late.
Bilbo fills his pipe as Frodo scampers off down the hillside path.
He doesn't approve of being late. Not that I ever was. In those days, I was always on time. I was entirely respectable. And nothing unexpected ever happened.